I think what I heard you say earlier is that being open to the process, somebody being open to treatment, open to the idea of therapy, leads to better outcomes, leads to quicker outcomes. And I think that everybody, you know, everybody's gone through something in their life where, you know, they feel like they're just not feeling quite right. They're like a water bottle with the cap not screwed on quite straight. But being open to this and thinking about therapy in sort of a positive, helpful way is important. I think COVID did a lot to normalize therapy, where everyone was struggling more and there was a shortage of therapists because everyone was going to therapy. But another problem that created was it created long wait times to be able to get in to see someone, especially for kids. And there was some coverage on 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago about the massive number of teenagers, especially teenage females, who are being admitted to the hospital for suicidal thoughts and things like that, because they can't get in to see someone or don't know to see someone. But when we're talking about a premise healthcare center, if you go in to see a doctor, they see something that's a problem, they can send you down the hall to a therapist right then and there. So you're eliminating this, I have to make a call, I have to find someone, I have to decide that I like them, and I have to make an appointment, then I have to show up.
Yeah, if you're, to jump through all those hoops to right. do something that you might not really want to do anyway.
Right, you're taking right. all those steps out of it, which, let's be honest, if somebody's dealing with anxiety or depression, every step you add to the process is greatly enhancing the odds that they're just not going to go through with it.
Yeah.